The oral agents that are in development now are quite exciting, and we actually have published phase III data for roxadustat. For the other agents, vedatustat and daprodustat, we have published phase II data, and the rest of these agents are in phase III development now. These agents have been shown to be efficacious in correcting and maintaining hemoglobin in patients with anemia related to chronic kidney disease, as noted through the direct stimulation of the production of erythropoietin by the kidney through HIF-2. They also have positive effects on iron metabolism in that the enzymes involved in the absorption and cycling of iron to include duodenal cytochrome B and divalent metal transporter 1, erythroferrone, and ferroportin are all affected along with transferrin by HIF-2. One thing that I should mention is these agents are orally administered, which makes them quite exciting, and roxadustat has been shown to be efficacious administered three times weekly, which at least for the dialysis-dependent in-center population is quite appealing in that it could be administered at the time of treatment. The other agents have been used on a daily basis, although there have been variations in dose with the vedatustat to show that it can be used in a three-time weekly basis as well. These agents are given in low doses, and they do work through stimulation of a much lower level of erythropoietin than with the ESAs, and they've also been shown almost uniformly to lead to a suppression of hepcidin, leading to the improvement in iron. What is speculated at this point in time is that due to the fact that these are given in bursts and are reversible and relatively short-acting, the hypoxia-inducible factor transcriptional activity returns to baseline within doses, thereby limiting potentially some of the more deleterious effects that are of only theoretical concern at this point in time.